Welcome back, y'all. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're in the 3 o'clock hour, and that means it's Maggie and the Millionaires talking money. I'm not talking to two millionaires today. I'm talking to two women who have dedicated their lives to others. Sisters Alice Gerdeman and Sister Quincy Howard, both part of the Network Lobby for Social Justice, which was founded in 1972. It's an inclusive national Catholic advocacy organization open to all who share the values of economic, racial, social, and environmental justice. They are part of the Nuns on the Bus national tour. They were in Milwaukee yesterday. We're just digging into economic justice. And sisters, everyone that is a working person in this country knows that it has gotten more and more expensive to raise a family in America these days, that more and more people feel like they just cannot get ahead as they look at rising housing costs, childcare costs. How should people be thinking about these sorts of issues as they decide who they're voting for this November? Sister Quincy, let's start with you, if you don't mind.
Sure. Well, I would just say that the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, I think, is one good piece of information to remember, for folks to remember, because this was the tax bill that was passed in 2017, and it has contributed to a lot of the pain that middle and lower income houses are feeling these days. It was sold as a tax cut to the middle class. That was far from what it was. It cut obscene amounts of money from corporate coffers and from the wealthiest in our nation. I think that folks should remember what administration that happened under. And then I would encourage them to look at the Inflation Reduction Act, which happened under the Biden-Harris administration, which actually started peeling back a little bit of that. For example, it gave funding to the IRS, which had been badly underfunded for years, and allowed them to recoup $1.3 billion in unpaid tax from tax cheats. And it's these kinds of funds in our coffers as a country that can be redistributed in ways that some would call socialism. I would call equal distribution to help people meet their basic needs. And these are the kinds of policies that we have seen Biden and Harris implement.
Yeah, one of the things that I like to point out to people is that a tax cut for those who have the most, and I'm talking about the extremely wealthy and the most profitable, consistently profitable, huge corporations, a tax cut is its own government handout. And so if you attack government handouts that you allege go to people in greatest need, then why would you ever support a government handout to those who need nothing, not a thing, from our government or from our economy as a system, especially as the middle class is struggling? It just makes no sense from either an economic standpoint, a democracy standpoint, or frankly, a moral one. Sister Alice, on the other side of things, we've talked about these rising costs, but wages simply are not keeping up. What do we need to see from our lawmakers when it comes to protecting workers' rights and seeing real wage growth?
Well, it seems to me we need to support unionization. We need to say to people, you do have a right to stand up for your vote, for your rights. You have a right and to demand a dignified working situation. According to Catholic social teaching, the wages that you have should be able to take care of the basic needs of a family. Now, that doesn't mean they each have to have a mansion or a three-car garage, but the basic needs of a family for food and education and healthcare, all of that should be able to be provided through the work of the adults in the family. And when that doesn't happen, chips away at the dignity of people and the kinds of work you do. I mean, there's no work that doesn't deserve to be remunerated in a fair way. We have a hierarchy of this is an important job and that's not an important job and all those things. Well, frankly, it's an important job if it has to get done. And therefore, you know, it should, therefore, you should be able to raise your family that way and hold your head up high.
I couldn't agree with you more, sisters. I have often said to more conservative friends of mine, listen, we agree that people who work hard, that's a good thing. And so if we agree that if someone's willing to work 40 or 50 good, hard hours in a week, that they should be able to live on that. That is our social contract. And if we cannot fulfill that social contract, we need to enact changes to get back to that place. Sister Quincy, we've talked a lot about taxes. I talk about them almost every day on this show. And I'd love to get your take on how we should be taxing the rich. Is it right that billionaires oftentimes pay less than working people?
Well, no, of course it is not. It is immoral. One thing I do want to just add about the minimum wage is that Wisconsin is one of the remaining states that is still using the federal minimum wage of $7.25. an hour. Obviously, many places pay more than that, but you can get away with it in Wisconsin. So the Raise the Wage Act would be really great for Congress to start with. As far as tax goes, I think the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is about to come up for extension because it is going to die, thank God, hopefully, a death. And if it were to be extended, it essentially would take $4.3 trillion out of the US coffers over the next 10 years. $1.9 trillion of that would be essentially the rich, the people that make $100 million or more. If we were to tax them at 25% instead of what they are currently paying, that would be enough to pay for childcare for every child in the nation. That would be enough to pay for free tuition for college students in the nation, and that would be enough to pay for family leave for every parent in the nation. So it gives an idea of the stark contrast and the scale that we're talking about. What to some ultra wealthy people is a gift is really important to those who can't get by.
Do you want more billionaire handouts, or do you want childcare, college education, and paid family leave? That is the choice this November. Thank you, Sisters Alice Gerdeman and Sister Quincy Howard, part of the Nuns on the Bus national tour. They're in Chicago right now. Thank you, ladies, for your service to all of us. I'll be back in just a moment. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. County Executive David Crowley joins us next, talking about investments in affordable housing.